Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Eating meat could be banned like smoking. One of Britain's leading barristers has predicted, as he called it, wants to call for an offence of ecocide to be introduced to prosecute those who damage nature on a massive scale. Michael Mansfield QC said that the farming and livestock of meat was destroying the planet, and called for legislation to criminalise those who cause global warming and willful destruction of wildlife. In a message delivered at the launch of the Vegan Now campaign, which encourages people to stop eating meat and dairy products, Mr. Mansfield said ecocide must be made a crime. It's ecocide. He said, I think when we look at the damage eating meat is doing to the planet, it is not preposterous to think that one day it'll become illegal. There are plenty of things out there which are now commonplace, or once were commonplace, and they're now illegal, such as smoking, which we talked about a few minutes ago. We are inside. We know that the top 3,000 companies in the world are responsible for more than $1.5 trillion worth of damage to the environment, with meat and dairy production high on that list. It is time for a new law on ecocide to go alongside genocide and other such crimes against humanity. And Mr. Mansfield made his comments before a debate on how veganism can protect the planet at the Labour Party conference in Brighton. Now, Juliet Gantley, who is the director of Vival, a pro-vegan charity, said 30 years ago, people didn't bat an eyelid if you lit a cigarette in a pub or a restaurant. But now society accepts smoking as harmful and totally unnecessary. So we legislated against it. The same could happen with eating meat. Is it time we kicked the meat and the dairy into touch and went vegan? And there are many reasons, of course, though, why they want to do that. One, they believe it's cruel to animals, but also that it's damaging to the planet with the carbon footprint of agriculture. So should eating meat be banned? Do you see a time in the future when eating meat will be banned for, on many reasons, cruelty to animals and damaging the carbon output, or so increasing the carbon footprint of the planet? Or do you think it is a ridiculous suggestion? I want to get your thoughts. Do you think eating meat could ever be banned? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. John, always good for an opinion. John.
Greetings from Elizabeth Crock, where it's pouring rain, and of course it's all down to what?
Climate change. There you go, John.
Everything, you got a little... if there's no toilet paper in the house, it's down to global warming.
Well, I tell you, the rain was over the weekend was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Yes, pretty savage. Yeah,
but you can be sure there's people out there blaming the climate change on it.
Well, I came across your buddies yesterday in town. They were doing a stopping traffic extinction rebellion.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've decided after watching numerous videos over the weekend on YouTube of Extinction Rebellion, particularly their antics in the UK last year in London when they were gluing themselves to trains and all sorts of carry on. Mm-hmm. And I've decided that I am now going to support them. So if any of them are listening, could you please give me an address where I could send the bar of soap?
Very good. Yeah. Well, if they carry on like what they've threatened to do in Dublin, and if they do it in Cork, I mean, jobs will be lost because people will stop coming into town, and that's ridiculous. I mean, that's counterproductive.
They say they're going to block cities from the 6th of October for a week.
If they do that, I mean, we didn't even do that during the water protests or anything. If they do that, they should be arrested.
Well, they should be arrested. And put in jail, the clowns.
The perception will go out there, then, Niall. If it happens in Cork, Cork is smaller than Dublin, obviously, and we're already the city centre and the jobs there, which many people are friends of mine work, right, are already competing against the large Mahon Points and places in Douglas and the other outlying shopping areas, right, and they're trying to hold their own. But if the perception was out there that through these clowns, with their protests and climate and whatever, are going to constantly disrupt the place on Saturdays and whatever, people will stay away, jobs will be lost and businesses will close, and the same in Dublin and right around the country. So it shouldn't be tolerated. Now, to get back to this clown of a barrister, right?
Yeah, he was, he said, well, what he's saying is eventually meat will be banned.
Well, I mean, he's in good company because the Prime Minister of this country, who to me is the worst Prime Minister we ever had so far, has also passed a comment about he was going to cut down on his own consumption of meat, if you remember.
He did say that,
too long ago, right?
The farmers weren't happy with his comments.
No, they weren't. This is an agricultural country still. We see all the mayhem that went on there. I mean, during the protests of the last couple of weeks, like, people are fighting for their very survival. The roof over their head, the bread going into their bloody mouth. So I have connections in farmers and my relatives in West Cork and East Cork. But the thing is, look, What about all the family farms? What about all the people working the production plants? What about the people working the butchers, family butchers, working butcher shops, deli counters? They'll all be out of work overnight.
Their argument, the vegan argument, is for two reasons. One, it's cruel to animals. And secondly, they believe that agriculture is top of the list when it comes. It should be a crime, agriculture, they're basically saying.
Yeah.
Calling it ecocide because it damages the environment.
Well, I tell you something. By the time this conversation is over, and my piece with you here now before you move on, right?
I'd love a
sausage. Will be more crap pumped up into the atmosphere now in that time than we would in 100 years here.
All this talk about meat, but I'd actually love a couple of sausages now.
Yeah. Well, this is it. But the thing is, why is this country, especially Niall, being held up like as almost a boy scout now for the rest of the world? Like, if we'd done nothing, absolutely nothing, and carried on the way we are, it wouldn't make a whit of difference as long as Pakistan, India, China, the African continents, where they're mining as well for the coltan, which makes up your mobile phone, which I'm talking to you on, laptops and whatever, right? No one is talking about that. I mean, it's absolutely crazy, like.
Okay, well, say there. Let me just go to Joe. You're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Joe?
Hi.
Hi, Joe. You disagree with the banning of meat eaters?
I do. I like my steak. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think everybody. Well, I do, but vegans don't, obviously.
I don't care. Well, it's strange, isn't it? Vegans say they don't want to eat meat because animals and everything, blah blah blah. But they're always trying to find things to eat that look like meat or taste like meat.
Yeah. I find that unusual. Yeah, the latest thing is KFC have just spread out the vegan chicken nuggets.
So, if they are so disgusted by meat, why are they trying to find products that taste like meat?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah, vegan sausage rolls, but there's no sausage in them.
For me, everything that stops being your own thing and turns into kind of a cult-like where there's a bunch of fanatics just going at your ear because, oh, we are superior beings because we don't eat animals. If this was a nice program, I would say what I tell them. But I can't. I can't.
Go on, tell us.
No, it's all right. And I wouldn't mind. She's an animal lover. She loves her cats.
I love my cats. I don't want to eat my cats. Fine.
If you were hungry, would you eat your cats?
No.
If you were starving on a desert island, Joe, would you eat your cats?
I wouldn't think twice about it.
Listen,
I'd eat them.
In extreme circumstances, we never know what we are capable to do.
Well, yeah. But I mean, sure, cat just tastes like anything else.
I don't know.
Or something like
that. I don't know. I never tried.
No, neither.
But I don't want someone to tell me what I should or shouldn't eat. It's not their place, what I eat or I didn't eat. It's no one else's business.
But you're adding to a problem as far as they're concerned. Because if you weren't eating meat, farmers wouldn't produce it. And if farmers didn't produce it en masse in agriculture, they wouldn't be damaging the environment.
About massive agriculture when it comes to plantations of rice, to plantations of soya,
absolutely,
avocados, or
absolutely
anything else.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, well, see, the vegans don't want to know about that, by the way. Aoife, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Aoife?
Hi, Niall.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Aoife, can you see a day? I know you're a vegan, but can you see a day where it'll be illegal to eat meat?
I can, absolutely. And I would love to see that day. But
why? Why would you deny me my meat?
I know. You're killing animals. You know.
But I'm not denying you your tofu and whatever else you want to shove down your throat. I'm not denying you that. So why deny me? I mean, I'm just doing what humans did since we left the caves.
Yeah, naturally. Like, I mean, we were hunter-gatherers being like kind of a big one as well. We can supplement a lot of our foods with vegetables and like going plant-based and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's good too. But,
to grow wheat and stuff for a cow, I think it's nothing in comparison. And that one cow, say, would only feed about 5 people, whereas the equivalent of what we would feed a cow would feed 20 people.
But look at the damage we're doing to the environment to keep vegans happy at the moment, because obviously vegans are becoming popular. There's about 7% of the world's population or whatever it is, right? But look at the damage we're doing to the planet as well to keep the vegans happy. Massive carbon footprints, for example. They're letting fruit purposely rot to price control. You've got the paddy fields in China with some of the biggest carbon footprint on the planet. You've got them taking down the forests in Brazil just to grow soybeans. You know, I mean, all this for the new demand out there for vegans.
Yeah, I get that. Well, I'm in a group with PETA, so so they would kind of refuse and refute the use of palm oil, which, you know, because obviously further investigation and the whole palm oil with Iceland and stuff like that really brought it to light.
Yeah.
So a lot of vegans would avoid the use of palm oil.
Jeez, you're avoiding meat, you're avoiding dairy, now you're avoiding palm oil. What's going to be left for the easy?
It's a lot easier, you know, kind of locally sourcing and stuff like that.
But you have to put a bit of effort into it. I mean, I can just go home and grab a takeaway, a burger or something. But you to go off and, you know, make a, you know, and I'm not saying, by the way, if that's the way you want to live your life, that's your deal. I don't give a damn.
I like to cook,
So you'd put a bit of effort into it, don't you?
Non-stop. Yeah, blender's going non-stop. I'd make my own cheeses and stuff out of cashews. It's a full-time job. And if you aren't prepared for it,
seems like a lot of effort.
Getting easier, you can get like corn and stuff like that, but like that, it's processed. It comes with palm oil. There's palm oil in it.
And I'm happy for you, Aoife. And you know, I looked at Simon Calder, and I mind you, he's half the man he used to be, and he's now a vegan as well. But I don't think that'll last long, to be honest with you. But anyway, he's a vegan. Yeah. But I'm happy for you if that's what you want to do. But why do you want to deny me mixed grill this afternoon?
And I know, I get that. I was an absolute carnivore. I would have my steak blue rare.
I didn't
understand my friends who were vegetarian, but I have two dogs. And I'm a dog mum. And I was like, if I can eat a cow, why can't I eat you? And that was the whole thing for me. And then
that's social conditioning,
Then it went on to the climate thing. And with this politician saying the agricultural side, I mean, start big. I mean, there's still oil industries that are destroying the planet. Start big with that. And then we can move on to reducing the meat.
Okay, well hang on for a second. Eamon, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Eamon?
Not too bad, Niall. How are you?
Okay, your argument is dairy and meat are not causing any climate effects.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
But what I said was, very simply, the reason that people want to get rid of cattle and dairy is because of the methane gas.
Yeah, because they fart a lot, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But listen, what's going to be the next stop? Us?
I suppose.
Where does it stop?
I mean, not to be cruel, people are refusing to have children because of the climate.
That's ridiculous.
How much meat?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me... I mean, sorry, Eamon, for interrupting, but Harry said he wasn't going to have another kid, and there he is jetting on his private jet as he's giving a speech about it.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it was nonsense.
No, a lot of people are refusing to have children because of the climate impact.
That's clowns. That's ridiculous behaviour, Aoife. Ah, stop, Aoife, would you? I'm not going to have another baby eating hated eek. It damages the planet. Ah, come on, Aoife. Even you've
plenty
got to laugh at that.
Plenty of babies that need homes.
There is plenty of babies that need homes, but that doesn't stop people wanting, and mothers wanting to have babies, and fathers wanting to have babies. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Carry on altogether.
But every time that we pass wind, that's methane as well.
It is. Yeah, we should stop eating beans and popcorn.
We should stop. What's going to happen?
Let's ban beans.
Are we going to start calling humans next?
If we're doing too... That's a good point, Aoife. Should we start calling human beings if we're doing too much damage?
We are doing far too much damage, but you know...
Well, I don't buy that, but you do. So that's fine.
We are doing far too much damage. All the damage is caused, but it's man-made, you know?
No, it's not.
Cattle have been mass produced. All these animals have
been raining all weekend. That's nothing to do with climate change. It's just a bad weekend. This is Ireland, for God's sake. Rains all the time. Aoife, do me a favour. There's loads of people want to talk to you after the break. If you hang around, okay, I'll be interested to talk to you after the news. All right. Another person says eating meat actually makes us smarter. It helps the brain to grow. The scientific evidence is there that if you don't eat meat and you want your brain to grow, you have to replace those amino acids with something else. Obviously, some sort of supplements, I imagine. How would you have felt when you were a meat eater for me to turn around to you and say, Aoife, how dare you, the cruelty to animals, the damage you're doing to the planet and all that. How dare you eat it?
I would have told you to shut up, honestly.
So why am I telling you to shut up?
I know, but it's like I'm trying to explain it from the side of being a meat eater. It's just, you know... It's once you see it, and I mean, I watched a couple of documentaries.
I've watched the documentaries, and I see the documentaries about how they make chicken nuggets and all that kind of thing, and it's not nice to watch. And I always remember, and I mentioned this before, that I went to a wedding about 2 or 3 years ago there, and it was a two-day wedding. You know, weddings are always two-day events now, right?
Yeah,
so they had the barbecue the next day. And I was, the next day, or the day of the wedding, there was a farmer there, and he had a little pig in a pen. And, you know, and I was rubbing the pig, and his name was Cecil, I think. And he was a lovely little fella. And the next day, you know, I get up and I go down, and the pig is on a spit. And I go, oh, my Jesus, no. And the farmer says to me, would you like a bit of pulled pork? I said, you're grand. I did feel a bit bad, but in saying that, you know, the next day I was grand having a mixed grill in the morning. So what I'm saying to you is, if we look at how it happens, yeah, of course we're not going to want to do it straight off the bat, but in saying that, we are human beings, we are meat eaters, our digestive systems are made to digest both meat and grains and whatever it is that we plant life, whatever we eat, because we don't, our intestines are not short enough for us to be herbivores, but not long enough for us to be carnivores. So we're somewhere in the middle. We're omnivores.
Absolutely. But, you know, there aren't a lot of vegetables that causes cancer, and a lot of processed meats do.
Well, they do if you overindulge. Most doctors in the world will tell you there's no harm in red meat, provided you don't overindulge.
Yeah, I mean, don't overindulge in anything. But what you said about eating meat helps your brain develop. So in meat...
Amino acids.
And I think I mentioned it before, you know, that's found in breast milk as well. And I was on here saying about why would you...
Well, I can't find a handy woman now to be to be sucking on our breasts all day if I give up, I'd be a vegan.
But no, there's plenty of other stuff that you can find with amino acids in it. And yes, amino acids are mainly found in meat, and that is what helps.
Yeah, you got what else is found in meat? Vitamin B12, other things that are found in meat that don't naturally occur in plants.
I have a higher protein count than my family.
But are you scrawny, Aoife? I don't mean that in a bad way, by the way. Please don't take that as...
I was once I started...
But anybody I've seen move into vegan diets, all of a sudden they look a bit scrawny looking.
No, I think I was at my peak physical health once I started and was in it and was making all my own food and stuff like that. But, you know, with a full-time job, it was handy once when I was in school.
Okay, that's great. You know, and by the way, I'm all for it. If you want to go on a vegan diet and you believe it's the healthiest thing for you and you have the time to sit there and cook it all day, fire away. Yeah. But what I'm upset about is, you know, the vegans pushing and pushing and pushing and telling everybody else what they should and shouldn't do in their lives. And I'm not going to say I don't buy into climate change because I don't want to sound like a climate change denier because I'm not a denier. All right. But I don't buy into the damage we as human beings may be doing to the environment, and we're not going to make a huge amount of difference, you know, by doing all the things that's been suggested. Some things we need to, when it comes to climate change, for example, we need to have a logical, responsible approach to it, right? Not suddenly I'll go back to living in caves again just because we think it's good for the planet. So, I mean, I think, you know, you'll upset the farmers of the world by saying we all need to stop eating meat.
Yes, and upset them away, honestly.
What about them? But I mean, I have no sympathy for them. That's their livelihood, Aoife.
No, I have no sympathy. They have no sympathy for the animals.
Ah,
no.
Jesus, Aoife.
No, I know.
Ireland's our biggest export.
Been on the other side.
If Simon Harris, well, it wouldn't be Simon Harris, if Leo Varadkar could turn around tomorrow, although he was called irresponsible for saying he was reducing his meat intake, but if he turned around tomorrow and said, right, we're going to ban agriculture to keep the vegans happy, our country would collapse economically.
Economically, yes, it would collapse, but a slow reduction of our consumption would greatly impact the effect.
But you wouldn't be happy till it's completely gone.
No.
And neither would Peter.
Illogical. Yeah. It is just illogical to put a ban on it completely. But because there are bigger fish to fry.
That was a bad choice of words.
But, with oil companies and stuff like that, you know.
Did you really just say that? Did you really just say that, Aoife? Did you?
I know, yeah. Money messing, you know. Money messing, too.
There are bigger fish to fry. Well, hang on for a second. I actually don't like fried fish. Mike, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Mike?
How you doing, Niall?
There is bigger fish to fry, Mike. Mike, I mean, you regret not giving up meat when you were younger. Why?
Because I love animals so much. It's as simple as that. I really love animals. I get disturbed when I'm watching these videos of abattoirs and the way they...
I don't watch them.
Especially out in foreign, you know, halal way of killing animals is just horrific, you know.
But yeah, everybody gives out about halal, right? And rightly so, okay, because, you know, I've seen halal preparation, okay, and they kill, for people who don't know, they drain the blood from the animal while the animal is still alive, right?
Yeah.
But in saying that, we go into takeaways on a regular basis in this country.
And
we eat meat, and most of the meat that's prepared in takeaways, and your famous takeaways, are all they're all halal.
Well, you see, you've got to realise the problems of this world, and with every problem, every chaotic problem in this world is caused by one thing, and that's overpopulation. We cannot sustain, we cannot go on like this, you know. And in by 2050, they say we could be bordering on 10 billion. It's absolutely...
I had bigger figures than that. I had 14. But anyway, but yeah, we could double the population. I mean, we've gone in 100 years, we've gone from 2 billion to 8, well, over 8 billion now.
We cannot sustain this anymore.
I know we can't. But mind you, when you look at sort of the Western world, population is declined slightly. I mean, the only reason it's increasing is because of immigration, right?
From
the African continent.
Yes.
But in saying that, if we all stopped eating meat, it has to be replaced with something for us to survive. We would then have to grow more grain, more wheat, more soya, and we would have to cut down more forests or equally as many forests just to produce all that grain and wheat and everything else for the world.
Maybe,
needs.
You know, I'm not pretending I've got all the answers. I'm not. I'm really not. But we've got to change our ways. It's as simple as that. We have to change our ways.
But why do we have to change? Because you're telling me, and Aoife's telling me.
No, as we're speaking now, the Brazilian rainforest is burning down.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and by the way, can I point out the Brazilian rainforest burns down on a regular basis?
Well, I mean, there's something like 40,000 fires, individual fires.
Absolutely.
They were man-made. They were set by man.
They were cutting the rainforest down before that to grow soya for vegans.
Not necessarily. Yeah, it was also to graze cattle. Was the original, like, the rainforest was flattened for cattle to be grazing.
Yeah, and also to grow soya as well. They're the biggest soya exporters in the world.
Unsustainable population.
I don't know. I don't have
to fact on
that now.
No.
Just unsustainable. And you can't, this mad president they've got out in Brazil that makes Trump look like...
he doesn't want any help because he basically believes, we'll do this ourselves, we don't need your bloody money.
Yeah.
We're grand.
And the problem is, he started them. He had the small farmers start these fires so as to clear the land to make way to rear cattle for the...
But yeah, you listen to Aoife. Now, she's quite passionate about it, and I understand that. That's fine. But she's saying that, you know, that people are not even having kids anymore because they're afraid of the damage they're doing to the environment by having children.
Right.
Although some kids, to be honest with you, they look like they do damage to the environment. They're snotty, those little things.
Well, that could be true in certain very, very minority situation. That could be true. I mean, we can't think what everyone else is thinking. You know, there might be people that believe in that, you know.
I mean, I'm looking here, some of the text coming in. I told you, Niles, as somebody, the vegan stroke climate change agenda is to get people in the Western world to stop having kids. People don't have kids when riddled with fear.
Can I just give you a little bit of an example, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
You've never worked in the construction industry. You never have.
No, I have nice soft hands.
But
yep.
When they put basements in concrete, you know, foundations, the first thing they do is put a steel structure in it, you know, wire together a steel structure for reinforcing.
Yeah.
Now the trees of the earth do that job naturally. The roots spread. I mean, an ordinary tree in any old common garden park, the roots are spread out. All the trees, they're spread out for miles. You know, they reinforce the soil. You see now what's happening in the world with these mudslides and these torrential rivers that overflow and just take everything in their path.
But you're throwing everything into the argument there, Mike. You know, you're throwing in mudslides and all sorts of disasters around the world.
That's the reason. In another 20, 30, 40 years, that'll be the Amazon rainforest. It'll be a mud enclosed...
But that still doesn't give me a reason as to why Irish farmers stop raising cattle. We're not talking about the Amazon region. We're talking about Irish farmers.
Well, because really and truly, because if you look at for milk, for instance, like the calves are taken away from their mothers at when they're about a day or 2 days old. Mm-hmm. You know, it's. So.
But that's just the way we've done it. I mean, if you go back to the Stone Age time when we ran around jumping onto calves and sticking our teeth in their necks and stabbing them to death and then bringing them back to the cave. The only difference now is we've mechanized the way we do things.
Maybe 500 years.
Yeah, we've just mechanized it. I mean, I just find it ridiculous that vegans tell the rest of us what to do. And really, as human beings, that's what we did. It's the food chain. We eat meat.
I know this is a... an argument for people to eat meat that the vegans are bullying us and they're telling us what to do. And, you know, I don't hear one single radio presenter. Not can I say playing the devil's advocate? You know, they all seem to be pro
meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody wants to know, can you ask Eve how she got a dog and if is it a vegan?
Oh, not at all, no, because they are actually meat eaters.
They are carnivores. Yeah, so you wouldn't force your dog onto some plant-based diet if you did have one.
Not at all. Now, she likes to have a little carrot every now and again, but...
Yeah, well, then, yeah, my dog loves carrots too, actually.
They are both meat eaters. They are,
All right, so you're not going to force a cat or a dog to be no more than you'd force a lion in the jungle to be a...
Exactly.
So,
yeah, exactly.
What's the difference in us human beings? We have, I mean, unless you've had them removed, Eva, you've got two carnivorous teeth.
We are able to have a fulfilled and balanced diet with a plant-based diet.
But we're sacrificing our diet because you as a human being, if you feel those two teeth there, they're carnivorous teeth.
Yeah, but I mean, compare that to the size of a lion's or a dog.
Absolutely.
That's nothing. We need our canines to bite into an apple, to bite into a carrot.
But that wasn't the design. The original design, if you go back to, you know, Neanderthal man, he had kind of longer ones because he would have been eating more raw meat than we would eat.
Saber-toothed Neanderthals now.
We were all Neanderthals, Niamh. Or Aoife. You were a Neanderthal, personally.
No, it's completely different. You see the size of a lion's and a dog's. There's no comparison.
But that's because we've evolved. We don't. But the difference is, Aoife, we've evolved over thousands and thousands of years as human beings to be a bit more civilized and running after and eating raw meat. So now what we do is because we've evolved, our intestines have changed, we cook meat. The same way as, and people always say, the argument for vegans is, well, if it's that good, why do you have to cook it? I mean, you cook it, you know, you cook vegan diets too. Some barleys and wheats and taste pretty crap unless you cook them as well. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, kidney beans are poisonous if you don't cook them.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So we cook meat too.
Yeah.
Okay, but say, let me just go to Anthony, because Anthony, you're listening to Aoife there. She believes she would be happy to see a ban eventually on meat.
Yeah, I've been listening to her, and I think she's fairly reasonable. But
do you think so?
I think we have to get over the nonsense as well. Like, I mean, if we were to all go down the road tomorrow, if we were all to become vegan, there'd still be deforestation. Because there'd have to be more and more land to grow crops.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that knows anything about horticulture will know that the soil becomes exhausted after a couple of years and it needs to be fertilized, and that will have to happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
What'll happen to all the cows?
What's the argument?
Yeah, Aoife, what do we... If we suddenly banned the sale of meat tomorrow, let's say, what would we do with all the cows? Should they be all... Why don't we just liberate them and give them their freedom?
And where are we going to grow all the crops?
Well, I suppose with the land that's needed to rear a herd of cattle or whatever the kind of multiple group of multiple you'd call it, that could all be used for
population down.
Plants and vegetables.
No, that's a ridiculous argument because not everybody is vegan at the moment. I don't know what the percentage of people are vegan.
6 or 7%, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, so allegedly. If everybody, I'm saying, if the whole world became vegan tomorrow, how do the vegans propose that we'd grow all the crops and sustain them?
It's a tough, you know, I mean, do we just liberate? Would you like to see all animals liberated, Aoife?
Oh, I would, yeah. No, I know, and I know.
To be running around town.
I absolutely know it's illogical. Like, you know, we don't have the answers at the minute.
It's also a form of population control too, you know what I mean?
Population control, the forceful impregnation of animals is what causes them to breed so quickly. They wouldn't have as many...
There's farmers listening to you now laughing their brains out.
Forceful impregnation.
You're talking about inseminating that's dairy cattle to produce milk. Yeah.
Yeah. Forceful impregnation.
Forceful impregnation almost sounds like they're being raped or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it is. It is absolutely
rape. Stop, Aoife.
Yes, it is.
We're raping cows just to get milk.
It's
you're playing with words there. That's quite insulting, by the way, to people who've been raped.
No, honestly, that is the only way I think it could be put.
So what happens when we keep a dog? Are we kidnapping him?
Well, they've been domesticated.
Oh, so that's okay, so.
They have been domesticated.
But surely, by your logic... No, but the logic you're using and the way you're using words there, if we're keeping a dog against his will...
It would be domesticated. You know, and the same as, you know, you can, dogs can be wild if it was born in the wild, and it can adapt to what it is. if I was to rear a cow in my house, in my sitting room, it would be domesticated.
But you wouldn't
do
that.
You know, they adapt to their surroundings. It's...
No. I think that's hypocrisy. No. Any vegan that I know, if you have a dog or if you have a cat, and most of them do, ironically enough, they are wild animals originally, and they were domesticated
by
for
humans.
Our use and our amusement and our pleasure.
Work, I would say. They were put to work more than anything.
And then we inbred them and mixbred them and bred all different kinds of breeds and cockapoodles and cockadoodles and cockadoodaloo or what have you. I mean, there's so many breeds that we've used just for our own amusement and enjoyment. So anyone that keeps a pet has no leg to stand on.
By the way, somebody wants to know, do you have cats? Because cats aren't fully domesticated. And she has,
have you two cats?
How many cats have you got?
Me? Oh, I'm a dog person.
Oh, no, Damo, she's no cats. Another one says, now, what a load of you-know-what from the ages about calves taken away from our mothers. What about all the babies not being breastfed and fed artificial milk? Same with cattle. He says, who'd ate a salad after a few pints? Sausages and burgers all the way, neither, says Jim. Right, okay. It's a social conditioning. I mean, I know you're not going to walk out of the pub at 3 o'clock in the morning pissed and walk in and say, give us an old salad there, will you? You'd prefer a kebab. I understand.
We have junk food. Breads and, again, like I said, the cashews that I make for
cheese. But you don't have anything real unhealthy.
It's on toast.
There's nothing better than a nice, good, unhealthy meal every now and again.
Niall, could I get back in?
Yeah, well, hang on. Let me just go to Robbie as well. Say there, Mark. Let me go to Robbie. Robbie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Robbie?
Not bad, yourself.
Good. Robbie, what's the end of the show?
No, not yet.
No, go on, Robbie. You're always out at the end.
I mean, look, it's all well and good. The vegans can say they want to stop meat and so on and so forth. It's part of a natural diet. The red meat is, recommended in there. And, I mean, the likes of chicken and so on is all good to you too, you know. But I just don't see us ever being a non-meat-eating planet. It's just not going to happen. We've been eating meat for... since the dawn of time, and it's a nice thing for the vegans to hope to see. I mean, I don't run around and tell vegans that you should be eating meat all the time now, like they throw it in your face because I'm a vegan. And the thing is, how do you know a vegan? If they bloody tell you, the thing is that, like, if vegans don't want to eat meat, go far away, don't tell me what to eat.
Yeah, fair point. That's my argument all the time. Why are they telling me?
Yeah, I know I have qualifications in horticulture and all, and, it's great. Plants are great. We need plants. We need forestation. And, forestation and the ecosystem go hand in hand. We all know this. And the likes of what Bolsara or whatever his name is over in Brazil is going to the rainforest would affect the ecosystem on the planet as well, because one thing bounces off another thing.
Of course, yeah.
That's what keeps the world ticking over. And the thing is that, cows farting in Belgium, okay, fair enough. But look, we are a carnivore nation.
Oh, well, we do balance that out. By the way, in fairness to farmers, that's why they grow hedgerows. When you've got hedges around fields, the carbon monoxide or the methane gas and the carbon dioxide that the cows breed out is absorbed by the plant life around the hedgerows around the fields. So we do try to balance that.
We do try to balance that.
Now, that's the biggest myth as well. It's not actually cows farting. I wish people would get it right. Cows belching.
Belching,
And there was an Australian farmer.
I know, but it's just funny to say farting.
You should listen, because I said farting in Belgium.
Robbie did say Belgium.
Yeah, but I mean, there was an Australian farmer, and I think he found out by accident that his herd, they were near a beach or whatever, and they found out that they were eating bits of seaweed and whatever, and the methane was reduced. So there is actually an answer to that problem as well,
and a totally organic one.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, that they do, but like in India, they have big problems, a big carbon footprint because of cows belching. And they actually believe that cows are sacred, Eva. So, no matter where you go in the world, we're going to have problems like that. So if they don't eat the cows, they go to belch anyway.
Yeah, see, I mean, the ecosystem works off itself. Like, everything that's there is there for a reason, And, I mean, I don't think that, in the sense that, medically, I don't think we're actually looking into plants as a form of medical, help. Help me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I'm a firm believer. If cannabis is very good for somebody's health and it does help get rid of cancers and whatever else, and it's proven that way.
Well, pain relief,
let's do it. Yeah, you know, let's do it. But I think that we should be doing a lot more research into the natural world.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that's a good idea. But finally, Eve, a lot of people are having a go at you here, by the way. I'm looking at some of the texts. I'm sure you're used
to, alone.
I'm sure you're used to that, are you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that young woman needs to stop this nonsense. She needs to focus on having a family or she'll end up a very unhappy, blue-haired, childless, middle-aged woman. Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you have pink or blue hair? Do you have pink or blue?
I have pink hair. Oh, my God. I'm 21. I'm allowed to decide that, you know.
Do you have do you have like nose rings and things? Are you woke? Are you one of these woke people?
I'm totally woke. Have a tattoo of an alien and everything, Niall.
Oh, stop! You go to marches from equality and diversity and all this and climate changes. Are you at every march?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm at every march.
Yeah, vote yes to every referendum. Just put me down for a yes.
Yeah.
I have you sussed out. I know exactly what you are. Are you still in college?
No, I finished.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I think Eva, you're going to look back at this time and maybe we should record this and send it to you.
How
and then,
could I have been read so clearly?
How was I so woke?
They always know to ring me when something like this comes up as well.
How was I so woke on the radio in those days?
I know.
Are you a snowflake, by the way? Do you get easily... I don't think you're a snowflake, because I don't think you're easily offended.
Hardly. I wouldn't be on here if I was easily offended.
Well, this is true,
I'm just here to try... It's not forceful education, I would say. But, you know, a hope. Just a glimmer of hope that people would reduce their meat.
Yeah, I'm looking at Richie. Richie says, nobody should be able to tell anyone else what to eat. However, if we consider the vast swaths of land that would need to be cleared to produce a global vegan diet, surely we should be banning veganism as a geological disaster waiting to happen.
No. I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, I don't think you can respond to that. I think he's right. If we all went vegan, this I said to you earlier on. I still have my sausages here, by the way. Do you want
for cattle as well. It's as simple as that. It's being destroyed for everything. We are overpopulated, under-resourced, and we start with the bigger things. Mm. Start with the oil. I'm living in Kildare at the minute, and all the...
Well, I think we should start with the one thing we should start with. If you're really woke, Aoife, you're on the phone to me at the moment on a mobile phone, which I'm pretty sure was produced in China. And
okay.
By factories which produce more carbon than anything else, if you're really woke about the carbon.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
You should just hang up your phone there and throw it away.
Hang up my phone.
Throw it away. Exactly. Throw it away, Aoife. And watch your iPad and your LCD TV and all those things that are produced, these Chinese goods, which are produced in factories where they have no carbon regulations whatsoever.
Yeah, and the waste that's caused from
so why, are you going to change your life? Are you going to do the whole... But see, Aoife, it's do as I do, not as I say.
Do as I do, not as I say. Yeah. Well, look, you make small adjustments again. Like I didn't say I didn't go vegan overnight. It was a long process that I changed what's coming into my home, what's going out of my home.
Yeah, but if you want to be woke, really you have to lead by example.
I am leading by example, and I don't wear any leathers. I always go for locally sourced food.
Okay, so last question for you. Last question. You're lying in hospital, and I hope it never happens, and I wish you a long and healthy life, right? But you're lying in hospital, and you have some communicable disease or you're some sort of deteriorating disease, right? And the doctor says, I have an injection here that'll sort you out, Aoife. You'll be back right as rain in a few weeks. You won't die, but it has been tested on animals. Like a lot of medicines. It has been tested on animals. So, Aoife, do you want the injection, or do you want to just die there peacefully yourself?
How old
are you? You're 22. You should know how old you are. Go on.
No, how old am I?
I know. 22.
So next year. Oh God. It is. That is. And I think that's something that would kind of go into the anti-vaxxers and stuff who are really against. Like there's
Are you saying give me the injection?
I wouldn't drink dandelion flower for the flu. I would get me flu jab. There is limits and points where it's kind of like...
There is animal byproducts, by the way, in some vaccines. There's animal byproduct in insulin.
In the flu vaccine.
Insulin has animal byproduct in it, by the way.
Absolutely. Insulin that's found in the sheep's gut. Mm,
yep.
And it's life-saving. And
life-saving. The secretary of PETA herself, the spokesperson for PETA, her daughter has insulin and she takes insulin injections.
Yes.
Yep. And so look up the word hypocrisy in the dictionary, you'll see her name.
No, we would not have found that life-saving medicine had it not been for animal testing. And there's no lying, there's no denying about it.
No. Okay, but listen, Aoife, we have to wrap it up. Thank you very much indeed for your honesty. I appreciate it on the air today. All right. Okay, we will talk to Aoife again because I think she's funny.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.